Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we welcome to the show from the Buffalo Bills. First time on the show, Andre Roberts. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Really good. I loved listening to you mic'd up. Was that fun to do?
Mic'd up is always fun.
Did you want to have like a lot to say? Like you really could have said anything you wanted and it would have just been fun to hear it, you know?
Nah, I just wanted to be myself and I don't try to change up who I am just because I'm mic'd up.
Describe how you see the openings in the field when you're running down there from your perspective. Is it intuitive or practice or how do you just know where those openings are?
A little bit of both. Obviously, we practice all those plays, but at some point, you just got to be a football player and make a play. So, yeah, it's just a little bit of both.
Tell me about your middle name. It's the coolest middle name ever. Do you say McXavier?
Yeah, it's McXavier. I don't know how my parents came up with it, but, I guess maybe they were going to McDonald's one day. And, They like the Xavier part, so they just put it together. It's just Xavier. I don't know.
You realize if your mother hears you saying that, she is going to yell at you so bad. Welcome to the Buffalo Bills. So this is your first season with the Bills. What's your impression of Buffalo, New York?
Well, it's snowing right now, so it's cold.
But, there's that. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it here. Obviously, I've experienced some cold and snow before, but I really like it here. The people are real friendly, and obviously the fans are pretty great here, and they really love their team. So I'm really enjoying my time here in Buffalo.
How many times a day does Coach Sean McDermott say, stay humble and hungry?
Pretty much every day. We go about our days with our team meetings at 9, and he keeps us focused, and he just tells us and talks to us about the process, and that's one of the things he tries to relay the message every week is just remember the process and stay humble and hungry.
On the phone this morning with Andre Roberts, wide receiver and return specialist of the Buffalo Bills. So which do you like more, the punts or the kickoffs?
I've been going back and forth with this in my career, but I still like punts more. My average doesn't show it right now. We haven't had many opportunities, but I definitely like punts more. But, you know, 1A and 1A and 1B.
But explain to me why people say punts are harder.
I think they say punts are harder because, especially in Buffalo, they're harder to catch. If you haven't noticed, it's windy every game.
Yeah, right?
So it's pretty hard to catch. And then you have guys in your face as soon as you catch the ball, and you have to be quick with your reactions. So not so much on kickoff return. You know, you catch the ball, the guys are 20, 30 yards away from you. You can see a little bit more. So I think that's why most people say punts are harder.
But it seemed like last week the football was like dropping from the air like a rock. It just seemed different last week, was it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was 20-mile-an-hour winds. So when you're kicking into the wind, I mean, you can hit a good ball, but if it gets up there in that wind, it just kind of stops it and falls straight to the ground. And that was happening to both the punters last week.
And we're going to have a cold game on Sunday. What does the temperature do from your perspective of the game?
I actually hate being in the cold.
Yeah.
But I love playing in the cold because the ball doesn't fly as far, especially on kickoffs. So you get more returnable balls, and you know, more returnable balls, more opportunities to score. So that definitely is one of the things we're looking forward to later on in the season.
I like the sound of that.
We're on the phone with Andre Roberts of the Buffalo Bills. Andre, parents are always looking for athleticism and greatness in their own children. You can run a 4.440. At what age did you know you were fast?
When I was little, I mean, I was always one of the faster kids, faster than, you know, the rest of the kids. Then, you know, as you get older, you get into middle school or high school, and there's some kids that are almost as fast as you. But I always I was always one of those guys. I was faster and quicker than everybody else.
I love that. That must be so much fun to be that fast.
I mean, it is fun to be faster than everybody else, but, you know, you can't, in football, you can't always run full speed at everything. You have to learn how to control your body, and that's what other sports help you learn how to do, you know, other than just, you know, running track or playing football.
You say you're a quiet guy, but do you talk to yourself in the end zone when you're waiting for the kickoff? Like, do you say anything? You sing a song? Or, like, what's going through your mind to calm yourself down?
I talk to myself a little bit, but, you know, I'm not going to tell you what's going on in my mind. I can't give away all my secrets.
No, don't do that.
I do talk to myself a little bit and, you know, get my mind right for the play. Because, you know, kickoff return is a very dangerous type of play. And if you don't have the right mindset, it won't be good.
No, like, if I was you, and this is something way different, like, I would be talking to the football, just come my way, just come right here, come on, right in, right into my hand.
Come here, baby.
Come here, baby. Like, do you do that? Like, would that be part of the secret, Andre, possibly?
That's usually on punts. It's more of, just give me an opportunity, just give me a chance.
I got a good feeling about this Sunday's game for you. How about your gloves? What kind of gloves are you going to be wearing in these conditions?
I mean, I just wear my regular gloves. As long as it's not raining or snowing, I'll wear my regular gloves. And if it is raining or snowing, I have some WeatherTech gloves or their leather gloves, and I'll throw those on for the conditions.
Nice.
Coach has been talking about all the talent on the other side of the field this week and how we got to make sure that we recognize there's a lot of talent with Cleveland. Does that come into your game, or is it just another team, another day for you?
That definitely comes into play. I mean, you have to know, you know, who you're going against and what kind of talent you're going against. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is just another game.
With all of the teammates that you have, who is your best friend?
I mean, I have some locker mates that are, you know, I'm close to because I'm with them every day. But I would say John Brown. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the same room every single day, so I see him a lot. But we're pretty cool friends.
Who's got a cleaner locker?
I actually missed him in Arizona. You know, he came in a year after me in Arizona. Never knew I would play with him, but pretty cool dude.
It's cool that you two are playing together. We just talked to him last week. Do you go to the movies on Friday? Are you part of that crowd?
I'm not part of that crowd. I wish I was part of that crowd. I used to go to the movies all the time, but now I have a 1.5-year-old, so I don't get to go to the movies as much as I used to.
Which is harder, a whole day of watching a 1.5-year-old or playing in an NFL football game?
Ooh, that's a good question right there. I would probably say playing in an NFL game. You know, he takes a couple naps a day, so that gives me some time to chill out. But definitely playing an NFL game.
You know, the Bills Mafia is something we are so proud of here in Buffalo, New York. What do you want to say to the Bills Mafia as the Buffalo Bills get ready to take on the Cleveland Browns Sunday at 1?
Whoever can make it come through. I mean, we love you. We love the fans. We appreciate all the support. And go Bills.
Andre Roberts, do something great for us on Sunday, okay?
Will do.
Nice to talk to you. That's the Bills Report on Kiss 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.